here we go.
Tits. Hi everyone and welcome back to another Sugar Tits video. Have you heard about the nose ring theory, aka the septum ring theory? You can tell where this is going, can't you? Mental illness. Female liberal woke mental illness. So I'm cruising around on X as you do, and this video keeps popping up under titles like Nose Ring Theory is Real. Let's take a look.
I'm going to hold your hand with an industrial paper towel when I tell you that your comments saying nose ring theory are literally doing the opposite of what you think they are.
Are they though? I mean, look at your facial expression. That is a crazy ass facial expression. I'd say the assumptions are pretty accurate right now, but it is still early in the video, so convince me.
I want to look this way. I want you to be able to look at me and see that I am a safe space and that I don't tolerate fucking bullshit.
I don't even need to see the rest of this video. You are mental. You're a walking safe space. You know what kind of people have to advertise that they're a walking safe space? Mental people.
I want you to look at me and know, fuck Donald Trump. Fuck men, honestly.
Oh, fuck men, honestly. There it is. It's always fuck men, honestly, isn't it? When these nose ring bitches open their mouths.
And fuck what's going on in the world right now. Fuck the genocide in Gaza. And fuck anybody who thinks any differently. Honestly.
Wow, I don't even think she's self-aware, but she has just summed up crazy liberal white women in one short sentence. Fuck anyone who thinks differently than me.
If I'm not for you, good.
Good.
Bitch, you ain't for anybody. You are a walking, talking red flag. God help the knob that you get your claws into. So on face value, one can assume that the nose ring theory applies to crazy, leftist, liberal, woke, mainly feminist-type man-hating nutjobs. But let's see if we can't dig a little deeper.
Can anyone tell me what the septum ring theory is?
No, bitch, I was hoping you'd tell me.
Because apparently, it's not coming from anyone but haters, but apparently there is a septum ring theory.
Yes, yes, the septum ring theory. What is it?
Where if you're not a Republican and you have, then if you, hold on, let me rephrase that. I'm so mad about all this judgment, y'all, I can't even hardly talk.
Oh, for fuck's sake. These judgment make me don't talk good.
If you have a septum ring, you're automatically labeled a Democrat. Liberal.
I don't exactly know what it labels you as, but fuck, should you really be driving and doing TikToks at the same time? That's kind of dangerous, isn't it? Hold on a sec. I gotta talk about how having a septum ring makes me a dumbass white liberal woman that doesn't realize that she shouldn't be doing TikToks while driving a vehicle.
Can anybody tell me what the septum ring theory is? Because if one more white man comments on one of my posts,
oh, not the white man. You don't like white men. I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious, isn't it, that she doesn't like white men. Or the men in general, raging scissorer. She probably handles more bush than Edward Scissorhands, you know? Like a couple of sticks rubbing together. What do they call them again? Faggots? No, that can't be right. Lot of clam heat and friction. The twat is on fire.
Burn! Burn, mother, burn!
It says, oh, it's the septum ring theory. Like, motherfucker, you cannot be serious right now.
Oh, we are serious. Look into the bear eyes. Look directly into the eyes, not around the eyes, in the eyes. Look into the bear eyes.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes. The eyes, guys, I'm around the eyes, I look around the eyes, look into my eyes.
We are serious.
So what's the septum ring theory? Please explain that to me and don't go to ChatGPT for the answer either. I'm serious.
Well, that was fucking useless. We still don't have an answer. I'm just gonna Google this shit. Let's see what we got. The septum ring theory is not a scientifically recognized or widely accepted theory. It is a concept often found on social media platforms like TikTok and Reddit that attempts to associate septum piercings with specific personality traits or behaviors. The theory, as it is popularly discussed, often links septum piercings to negative stereotypes, such as being overly
opinionated, argumentative, or even narcissistic. What the theory claims: the septum ring theory often suggests that people with septum piercings are more likely to be argumentative or confrontational, difficult to reason with or have reasonable discussions with, prone to virtue signaling or gaslighting, and more likely to express strong opinions, particularly on social issues.
Well, that sounds about right, doesn't it? But where did this come from?
Always has to be some dude in my comments going, septum ring theory.
It was first popularized by writer and men's rights activist Terrain Walker.
But you can be sure that whenever you hear a crack brain theory, it's usually being said by somebody with a septum ring.
Others have added to the definition in some effort to broaden it, with a lot of TikTokers believing that the theory is about how people with septum rings make their trauma their entire personality. Now people with septum piercings are banding together to denounce or embrace the idea of the theory and tell those who believe in it to touch grass.
Right, interesting. Well, we're going to test the theory. It's actually amazing how many videos you can find, specifically on crazy bitches with septum rings. So let's see if the theory holds true. Are septum ring having women all crazy nut jobs?
It's time for another food bank haul. What did my family of... No! No! No!
Yes, they are. Holy crap.
No! Because hundreds of thousands of people are starving! Babies and mothers and grandfathers are starving to death!
What the fuck is she talking about? Someone's clearly not starving to death.
Because there are thousands of trucks of food and diapers and baby formula!
Holy shit, this chick is off tap. The way she screamed baby formula.
Behind the fucking wall!
They don't like walls, liberal white women, do they?
And Israel won't let them in!
Wow, she really needs to turn it down a couple of notches. My notches go to 11.
These go to 11.
Babies are starving right now! Gaza has no food! How can I show you what I get from the food bank for free? With my friends!
I feel like someone should make this into a metal song.
They deserve to feed themselves now! And we're just watching them starve! Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Alright, I'll do it.
Liberal white woman! I'm a well-fed lunatic, liberal white. My septum ring suggests I'm a crazy ass feminist, and I hate Republican men chumps who are fascists and like praise Trump.
Here's what happens when you have a septum ring and a narcissistic personality trait, and hate balls.
The male loneliness epidemic is not real. There's a male loser epidemic, but there's not a male loneliness epidemic. They are just so fucking miserable and draining to be around, and then they're like, why don't girls want to date us? It's because you fucking suck. No one wants to hang out with you.
I've had a bad day, and now it's your problem. Everybody point and laugh, first of all. Everybody point and laugh, because I was like, maybe they're talking about trans men. Maybe they mean like, you know, you don't want to transition. It makes life incredibly difficult. From what you're saying, you did not clarify trans men. So if you meant trans men, disregard. But if you mean cis men...
I love how they say the word cis with such venom. Cis men. Fuck you, cis men. If you're a trans man, oh, that's cool. We like trans men, but we hate cis men.
Shut up. First of all, second of all, everybody point and laugh again. I'll pause.
She thinks people are laughing and pointing at the cis men and not her. Oh, you poor, sweet dumbass.
Being a man, it's not easy.
You are literally, like, the world. Like, the patriarchy, it's a real thing, buddy.
Uh-oh, someone graduated at the feminist school of dumbass feminists. You are the world, men. The patriarchy is real.
It's a real thing. The patriarchy caters to men in a way that is detrimental to even men. You guys became so cocky and egotistical, you ruined your own lives. Surprise!
Are you hearing this shit? So the patriarchy, right, a world that is dominated by men, has fucked things up for men. Men have the power, and that's bad for men. Men aren't prone to sitting in their cars wasting fucking time, doing TikToks, because they have jobs to do, because the patriarchy dictates that they are privileged, so they have to do all this hard fucking work, and it's their fault. It's men's fault.
Because nobody else has ever experienced that effect when it comes to men.
Being a man, it's not easy.
We've got preferential treatment for the past several centuries.
Yeah,
it's been really hard for us getting, you know, people getting rights and stuff, and people being allowed to, like, actually speak up and talk against us, and now we actually have to, like, do things that we don't want to do.
Do you know any men? I assume you have a dad, right? Do you like your dad? Does your dad work hard? Can you acknowledge that maybe men do work hard? Is that such a terrible thing? Is that so hard to do? What a bitch.
Like, therapy and accountability.
Being a man is the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, this bitch has got no fucking clue. Let me just fast forward this shit.
You can be a fat, ugly piece of shit, dude, and people are still like, yeah, bro, get it. Do you know how rare that is for women? You get that in women-only spaces. Do you see, like, I see the hottest bitches, respectfully, in the world dating the most ground-level zero Chernobyl-ass motherfuckers. And being a man is not easy. All you have to do is go cry a little bit and find a woman who's, like, down on her luck and you have a new mommy.
Being a man's not easy.
You've run the world for, like, the past several centuries. Now, I can see why everyone would hate you. I get the misandry. I get it. Don't kill the misandrist. Kill the men. I hate you.
Being a man's not easy.
In what way, shape, or form is it not easy to be a man and it's not another man's fault? Explain that to me. You can't. Spoiler alert, you can't. Get fucked.
Ooh, the vanity on it. Well, aren't you all that in a bag of chips?
Oh, you mean the theory that if a woman with a septum ring posts a picture or video of herself on the internet, her comment section will be swarmed with butthurt sensitive little boys triggered by a piece of metal in her nose? Yeah, I'm familiar with the theory.
Nobody's butthurt, love. The little loser men you talk about, they're not butthurt. They wouldn't take a second glance at you if they walked past you on the street. Nobody's crying or triggered because you have a stupid little piece of metal in between your nose. In fact, I think those loser little boys are probably grateful towards you. You've put a little metallic red flag in between your nose that informs them to stay away from the crazy bitch.
I don't give a flying, ever-loving fuck. If you have papers for this country, if you are legal or illegal, where you came from, who you are, never will a moment go by where I ever believe that the difference between legal and illegal should cost a person's life.
Not even Hitler?
Never. I don't ever believe any single person should die over...
Do they have the documentation to be in the United States?
Nipple ring!
Do they have this very specific and easily mistaken document to enter this country? I don't care.
Imagine saying that. Imagine saying you don't care if they're undocumented, even if they're criminals.
All right, it's August 11th. I am outside Union Station in DC, where folks on the ground are telling me that they are about to start rounding up unhoused people tonight. The folks here at the encampment in front of Union Station are handing out these whistles to give to unhoused folks. That way they have a way to call for help if they are kidnapped by federal law enforcement. So if you're in the area and able to swing by right in front of Union Station, they have tons of these. Bring them back to folks in your community so they have a way to call for help.
Oh, come on. She's handing out grape whistles to hobos. Next, we have your classic septum piercing Trump derangement syndrome having bitches having a good old complain session, including a fetching song.
Hey, MAGA, we know you're confused. Here's some terms you've often misused.
Capitalism, buy and sell. Socialism, share the wealth. Communism. it well.
Eh, my song is better.
Trump just admitted on live television that he's a fucking dictator. He made a comment about how the Democrats are calling him a dictator, and he's like, why don't you just join me? Why don't y'all just join me? They keep calling me a dictator. I don't understand why they just won't hop on board.
Would you look at that? She's got a ring in the hole in her ears. Did I say that right? I mean, could you possibly find any more places to mutilate your face? Maybe the eyelid next.
Dude. You just admitted that you're a fucking dictator on live fucking television. What the fuck? We're fucked. We're fucked!
MAGA!
Oh, Jesus, Grandma. What the hell was that? Testing! Is this TikTok thing on? MAGA!
MAGA! I'm talking to you! I don't know how much longer I can take this.
It's all right, Grandma. Take a breath. Tell Tits what's on your mind.
You MAGAs. I know you don't live in Washington, D.C., and you don't care what's going on there. You don't care about the overthrow of everything he is doing.
Oh, wow. I love the camera change. It's nice to see a little bit of a production value in TikTok ranting videos, isn't it?
But it's here. And you gotta live up to it. And you gotta fess up to it, MAGA.
Can someone help Grandma find her meds, please?
MAGA! MAGA!
Oh my God.
The freaking National Guard? Are you kidding me right now? You know what he's afraid of? I know what he's afraid of. I know why he's doing this. You literally don't get it, do you? He's coming to a city near...
Nothing says geriatric like dropping the phone while you're doing a TikTok. And I don't like septum rings in general, but I really don't think that belongs in a grandma's nose. You've lived a long time. You should be better than this. Take that out.
Please excuse my hair. I just woke up.
Orange hair, septum ring, all signs point to TDS meltdown.
Donald Trump was inaugurated at 12, and just a few minutes ago, he has now claimed that there will only be the male and female gender that will be recognized in America.
Oh, the horror! The horror of only recognizing the male and female gender. Triggered much?
This sets back everything that the trans community has been working for, and we have already not been recognized in this country for centuries.
Oh, you're actually a dude. Kudos. I couldn't pick that one.
If we remember, gay marriage became legal 10 years ago. We had just earned the right to change our gender on our passports and IDs. Just because I want to identify as a man does not mean I am trying to hurt you.
Wait, what? I am so fucking confused. I was wrong. She's not a dude. She wants to identify as a dude. She wants to be a dude. She wants cock and balls.
These next 4 years, you are going to hear the most intense anti-trans propaganda you have ever heard in your entire life.
No, all I've heard is we only want male and female gender pronouns. We don't want to buy into that gender pronouns bullshit. You're a male or a female. And we don't want dudes playing women's sports. There's been no declaration put out saying we hate the trans. We're just asking for some reasonable shit, you know?
And they're going to strew it in a way that sounds extremely convincing. Because it will fearmonger. It will fearmonger everyone's insecurities. Please talk to your neighbors. Protect your trans community. Stay involved. And do not forget us, because history will try to erase us.
Horseshit. Here's what happens when a black person has a septum ring and blames all white people for stealing the joy of black people.
Literally, I'm seeing so many white people right now going on, like, organizer retreats and posting about their joy and how awesome it was. Honestly, I want to see more of y'all like sitting your ass at home and giving your money to black and brown people so they can do that shit.
Here's what happens when you have a septum ring and enjoy the thought of killing your own baby.
Next time I need to take a Plan B, I'm going to go in front of a Planned Parenthood and I'm going to pop it right in front of protesters.
Save it if you can.
Here's what happens when you're another person who's too old for a septum ring and hates guns.
I just left the grocery store and I saw someone open carrying. I fucking hate it here. What the fuck? Why do you need to bring a gun to the grocery store? What the fuck? What the actual fuck?
And finally, here's what happens when you have a septum ring and realize that you have shit genes compared to Sydney Sweeney, and that you'll never be as hot as her, so you blame it all on white supremacy.
I just saw that American Eagle Sydney Sweeney jean commercial, and what the actual fucking hell? How did it even get approved? Why did it get approved? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
The issue is it's marketing to white supremacy. And if you're fine with that, great, you're a white supremacist. But they didn't use another skin color. They used the white skin color. So instead of moving the goalpost and switching it around so that you can argue on a playing field you feel more comfortable with, maybe take a second to think about the fact you're defending white supremacy.
So in conclusion, the tits prognosis is septum ring with a high dose of mental retardation. Septum ring theory is real. If you have a septum ring, you're likely going to be an annoying liberal twat. Thanks so much for watching. Remember to check me out on Rumble, BitChute, or X, and I'll catch you in the next video. Tits out, everyone.